WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Happy Thursday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. Another chilly morning. I think they're all going to be that way, so I don't even need to say that anymore. But it is 29 degrees. We're going to have clear skies today. And it might even get up to the mid-40s. So yesterday wasn't too bad. I left here at around 2:45 to go to Wareham, get a haircut and onset, and also, I was working on a story, so I wanted to take some photos. We'll get into that story coming up. But the weather wasn't too bad. I mean, certainly I had the heat on, but as long as the sun is shining and it's not snowing, I'm not going to complain. So, as I mentioned, I was in Wareham working on a story. And this is something that's actually, I find to be a very interesting thing. Maybe you might not, because you might not be a history nerd like me, and you might not be somebody that has the same appreciation for local history. But a pretty famous, well-known property in Wareham has hit the market. So if you're not familiar with the Tremont Nail Factory, It operated for a number of years, almost 200 years, in the same spot in Wareham before it moved to Mansfield. It's still in operation, but it moved to Mansfield. And now the property is owned by the town of Wareham, and they plan on utilizing it for, I've heard all different things, but it was supposed to be like an artist's place where they would have like galleries for showings and, you know, there's a boat launch there that people use and stuff like that. But across the street, the old company store became a business called the old company store. And that has now hit the market with a couple of other buildings, including a storefront right on Cranberry Highway that's behind the old company store, and two houses that do have occupants, that do have tenants. So this would be a great opportunity for somebody. It's $1.9 million, just about $2 million, $1.995 million. So $2 million for two business opportunities and two houses. Now, you know, if you want to just collect that rent from those people, you can. You could also live on the property if you wanted to. And it's certainly one of the most unique investment opportunities on the South Coast. But a very historic building, and also haunted. The old company store haunted. So if you do buy it, let me know. Before you move everything in, let me come on over there and check it out. We got a call coming in here, so let's take that. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Gilly Sackfield.
How you doing?
Good. I was just going to give you some information.
Sure.
I was finance meeting last night at City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
To vote for the taxes.
Yes.
You know, Livermore Red did the same thing last night to Brian Gomes that she did to Ian. Attacked him, and Brian left after the thing. But because there was a gentleman that was talking to him, and Linda said to Brian that if you want to talk, take it outside. And the gentleman that was talking to Brian was a former city councilor. But my main concern is the people that voted for the taxes to go up. Linda Moret, Maria Giesta, President Bergo, Joe Lopes, Ryan Pereira, and I was shocked at this one, Mr. Oliver, Shane. Sean. Oliver. You know what I mean? They voted for the tax, the residential taxes to go up. You know what I mean? And it's just unbelievable what they're doing to the people in New Bedford. So you should know that.
And do you know how much they went up on that rate?
No, I don't know. They said the numbers, but I don't know why she attacked Brian. Maybe because he didn't vote with him. I have no idea. That's speculating, and I shouldn't do that. But he got up and walked out like Ian did when she attacked him in city council.
So he walked out in the middle of the meeting or right after the meeting?
Right after she scolded him and says to take it outside.
Did he go to leave, or did he go to have that conversation outside?
No, he just left.
Okay, so he left the building. He didn't just leave the chambers.
Well, I don't know if he left the table. He left the chamber and walked out that door and never came back.
Okay, yeah, that's what I should have asked, if he came back, yeah.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? But she said it again. They're leaving their mark before they leave. You know what I mean? With Linda and Maria Jester and everything. But to have, you know, Joe Lopes, Ryan Pereira, all of them voting for the taxes to go up, it's just wanted you to get the information.
I appreciate that. Are you going to go over for the recount today?
Try to keep a low profile, Tim. You know that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Go ahead.
No. I just, you know, I was trying to reach you to tell you this. You know what I mean? But what are they thinking? They say they're all working together. You know what I mean? That just something to leave. To tell everybody to go, you know what, on the way out the door.
Right. I mean, I we had the conversation with Council President Bergo on Monday about, you know, how residents don't want to see their taxes go up. And he talked about that and he was aware of that. And you know, as he said, we cut the budget on cut night so that we don't have to raise the taxes, and then voted to raise the taxes. So,
you know, it's simply amazing. You know what I mean? It's I just don't understand. That's all I do understand better than the majority of the people out there about the city council and how they act, especially, you know, I just hope, you know, I just wanted to let you know that.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And we will have Council President Bergo here on Monday. And he can talk about that. But certainly if any counselors are listening and they want to call up and discuss their decision one way or the other, happy to do so. 508, well, actually, you've got if you don't have the VIP line number, you probably have my number. And if you don't have my number, you have me on Facebook and reach out and we'll get you on. But that was, I mean, listen. I knew that there was a strong possibility that the taxes would go up, because you can't keep cutting the rate for a number of years with the budget growing at the same time and still be able to make that up. So at some point, something had to give. Now what'll happen is they'll frame this as, you know, the mayor forced us to do this with his budget. So they'll blame Mayor Mitchell as the reason why your taxes went up. And then it's up to you as the voter and the taxpayer to look at what both sides are saying and determine who you think is at fault, if you think there is fault. Now, some people might look at it and say, well, that's the reality of the situation. You know, as long as I get the services I expect, I am not surprised that the rates go up. But then when you look at some of the other projects that are in the budget, do you say, well, I don't think that was necessary. And then who do you put more blame on for that? The mayor, the administration for putting it in the budget, or the council for not taking it out of the budget? Because as you know, they can only cut. They can't add to it. But also they can't, you know, Council President Bergo can explain it better on Monday. and I'm sure he will, but they, things that they cut just end up getting put back in anyway. And so there's not a lot they can do. And that's why they might trim the budget, you know, $2 or $3 million and tout that as a big accomplishment. And you say, well, it's $500 million. How, what does that do? But it's really all they can do. So 508-996-0500 if you want to react to that. And we also have app chat and open line voicemails for you on the WBSM app. Congratulations, by the way, to Matt. He was our Maroon 5 winner yesterday. You should get an email from Casey today. And pay attention. Wait for that email. Sign it quickly because, again, that show is coming up on Saturday. You want to make sure you get your tickets transferred to your Ticketmaster account in time. And thank you to Stevie's Wine and Spirits for that. Now, on Monday, we will launch a new contest. Again, it'll be a quick turnaround. I may even get it up a little bit earlier if I have the time, but I'll have it up at least by the weekend. But we're going to be giving away tickets to the holiday show for Straight No Chaser, the a cappella group. They're playing, I believe, MGM Music Hall at Fenway. And very popular, very sought after tickets. And we've got some, we've got multiple pairs to give away. And we'll do that next week. I'll try and get it up there. I don't think I'll get it up there today, but maybe tomorrow. And certainly over the weekend at some point. And as long as you have the WBSM app, you're going to get an alert when that contest goes live. And again, our ticket giveaway is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. I'm going to take my first break of the morning. We'll be back in just a few moments. 508-996-0500.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Around the world, generations of leaders build new friendships and solve problems, turning great ideas into reality. Take action with us. Find out more at rotary.org/action.
Wake up weekday mornings with the Tim Weisberg Show, 1420 AM and 99.5 FM, WBSM.
That is Taylor Dane, who was just in Plymouth last weekend playing at Memorial Hall. And by all accounts, from what I saw on social media, a very great show. It's a venue. It's a one of those hidden gem venues. You know, I was talking about this yesterday with Barry in the morning. We were having a conversation outside of his office where, you know, I told him how I'd gone to the Jane Pickens Theater and how it was a great little spot. And we were talking about some of the smaller venues around here and some of the great shows that they brought in over the years. And Memorial Hall in Plymouth is one of those places where they do bring in, you know, national acts and people that you know and love. And it's not that far. You can get there in about 35, 40 minutes at the most. So if you're willing to drive from New Bedford to Newport for something, it's the same distance to go from New Bedford to Plymouth. And when you get out there to Plymouth, there's all kinds of dining options. And don't forget, you can go to seizethedeal.com. Right now, we still have some of the $40 to Plymouth Bay Winery for just $20. So before you go to the show, you could have a wine tasting or some of their food and get $40 worth of it for just $20. It's a QR code that will download instantly. You know, you get an email instantly with it, so you can go and use it right away. And again, that's at seizethedeal.com if you are interested in jumping on that deal, whether you're going to go to a show in Plymouth or not. But they also have the Spire Center. They also have, you know, they'll do other shows. What's the place there that does the... I can't think of the other one. But there's a couple of different places where they have performances. And it's, like I said, it's a short drive. It's a great vibe. And it's something you should be putting on your radar. Get yourself that Plymouth Bay Winery deal at seizethedeal.com and then just go explore. But don't go this week. Maybe you want to go this week because you want to get involved in the Thanksgiving festivities, but it's going to be really busy in Plymouth this week. So it's Thanksgiving is Plymouth's time to shine. Trust me, I grew up there. I know all about what Thanksgiving is like in Plymouth. All right, I got to go into the news here. When we come back on the other side, we can talk with you. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. But take it away, Mike Roberts.
President Trump to release the Epstein files, a suspect in custody after setting a woman on fire in Chicago at an 18-karat gold toilet, has a new owner.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump has signed the bill to release the Jeffrey Epstein files. The Senate received the House-passed bill yesterday and immediately pressed it on to the president for his signature. The House passed the bill to force the DOJ to release all of the Epstein files by a 427-1 vote. The Senate immediately passed it without a vote. It's unclear when the remaining files will be released to the public now that Trump has signed it into law. Police have arrested a suspect after a woman was set on fire in Chicago on a train earlier in the week. The suspect, 50-year-old Lawrence Reed, is now facing federal terrorism charges. Police say the woman was riding on the Chicago L train Monday night when she was doused in a flammable liquid and set on fire. She was taken into the hospital in critical condition. Police are investigating whether the suspect may have been responsible for an additional arson attempt downtown. Democrats are taking aim at private donations for construction at the White House. A bill was introduced by Senator Elizabeth Warren and Congressman Robert Garcia on Tuesday in response to President Trump asking for private donations for a White House ballroom. It looks to put restrictions in place that would prevent the president from soliciting donations and keeping donor names from being displayed. Rising mortgage rates causing demand from both current homeowners and potential home buyers to drop. According to the Mortgage Bankers Association seasonally adjusted index, the average contract interest rate for 30-year fixed-rate mortgages with conforming loan balances under $800,000 increased for the third consecutive week. Last week, rates rose from 6.34% to 6.37%, while the overall average loan size across both purchase and refinance applications fell to its lowest level since August. Cambridge Dictionary says its 2025 word of the year is parasocial. The British English Language Dictionary defines parasocial as a connection that someone feels between themselves and a famous person that they don't actually know, including fictional characters and artificial intelligence. The word has been around since 1956, but Cambridge says it became popular this year as a way to describe how Taylor Swift fans felt about her engagement to NFL star Travis Kelce. As few as 2 cigarettes per day could lead to a 50% increase of the risk of heart disease. That's according to a journal published. Researchers also found that men and women who smoked as few as 2 cigarettes daily had a 60% increased risk of death from any cause compared to those who never smoked. An 18-karat gold toilet will have a new owner after it sold for over $12 million in an auction on Tuesday. The 223-pound toilet, dubbed America, was first built in 2016 and is one of three pieces crafted by Italian conceptual artist Maurizio Catalan. According to the Guggenheim Museum, the fully functional toilet was made to be commentary on the ever-increasing divide between the wealthy and the poor in the U.S. Wicked for Good, looking to fly to the year's biggest debut weekend movie-wise. The sequel film is expected to bring in between $150 and $180 million in its opening frame. A finish at the end of that would have it topping the $162 million debut from a Minecraft movie in April. Last year saw Wicked break the record for the opening of a Broadway adaptation with $112.5 million. It has gone on to earn more than $758 million at the global box office.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
The Bruins lost to the Anaheim Ducks last night 4-3. The Bees are back in L.A. tomorrow at 10:30. And the Celtics host the Brooklyn Nets tomorrow at 7:30.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. Dry, very cool afternoon. High temperature around 48. Mainly clear tonight. Late night temperature down to 30. Some sun through increasing clouds on Friday. The daylight hours will stay dry. High temperature around 50. Some scattered rain showers late Friday night. An early morning shower on Saturday. The rest of the day looks dry, becoming partly sunny by afternoon and a high near 50. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. You heard me mention to Gilly when he called in, tonight is the recount in Ward 2. Remember, it was a 17-vote difference between the winner, Scott Pemberton, who defeated the incumbent, Maria Giesta. So they're going to be holding that recount tonight. And then, you know, the way it's going to work is it's going to take a couple of hours. So keep that in mind that, you know, it's not like when they meet at, 6 p.m.? In the library, that, you know, by 6:30, they're going to walk out and have the decision. It's going to take a couple of hours. Could take 2 to 3 hours, according to Frank Mulligan's piece in the Standard Times. So, according to this, both sides will be represented during the recount. The three election commissioners and Manny DiBrito is the chair. They'll be the ones conducting this. And they will vote on what they think the voter's intent was. So obviously the ballots that are clearly marked, you know, those are easy. Those are just, yep, this is for this person, this is for that person. Those are easy to do. The election commissioners come in when it's not obvious what the voter's intent was. So if they didn't fill out the bubble properly, if they didn't fill it out all the way, if they put a dot in the middle of it, like let's just say instead of filling out the entire oval, they just put a dot in the middle of the oval or an X or a check. then the election commissioners have to look at that and say, is that what they meant? Did they mean to vote for that person? And they will, they do that, you know, they can base that on looking at the other marks that they made on the ballot. And if it's a 2-2 tie between the three election commissioners and the commissioner, the chair, commission chair, Manny DiBruto, then the vote counter serves as the tiebreaker. There will also be 3 2-person teams, including a counter and a person who reads the ballot. And, of course, both sides will have representation there as well. And I'm sure the candidates themselves will be there. So it's quite the thing. It'll be happening tonight at 6 p.m. in the library. Let me take a phone call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So it was nice when you went outside this morning?
I mean, it's cold, but at least it's not raining.
The thing is, though, when you start walking, you warm up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And that seems beautiful. As soon as you get that little bit of warmth, you're good to go. So yesterday I was looking at, it popped up in my feed because I don't know how it missed me. Well, I don't scroll all the way down anymore like I used to because I'm doing too many other things now. But anyway, it popped up in my feed, the WBSM article with the potato chips Cape Cod.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Using the artificial citric acid, and they still have the nerve to market it and saying all natural. So this is why I keep telling everybody, you have too much faith in these companies and you trust them. You have to read the nutritional facts on the back of the packaging. It's not hard. It's a little difficult for me because now I got to walk around with a little magnifying glass in my bag and I got to whip it out, you know, like an old lady just to see the letters and everything. But you see how they sneak that stuff in and they try, because you can't get the natural citric acid anymore. And that, I don't know why. I never bothered to look that up. I'm not interested. I only know they're not using it anymore. So the factories have to scramble around to see what they can do. And there you go. So I'm glad that WESM was on top of that. And it was fairly recent, I guess a few days ago, and somehow I missed it. But
yeah, Barry wrote that, I think, Tuesday. I think we added up Tuesday. Yeah.
And then I saw something else that popped in my feed. I think it's a couple of years old, and it just popped right up. And I don't know if you wrote the story or Barry, I don't remember. I did look, I just don't recall. And it was about the witches with that shop and how the one started a fire in the doorway. And do you recall that?
Oh, yeah, the one that was downtown?
Yes.
Yes, Lucky's Place, yeah.
Boy, that was a story. Now, do you know the ending of it? Because I went looking around on BSM, and I just can't find the outcome of all this court thing and everything else.
Well, I don't know how it all ended up. I know the store ended up closing down. She moved to Dartmouth with the store, and then it ended up closing down, and then she passed away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you know what happened to the one that was starting the fire?
I don't know, no.
That's too bad. I mean, I'm not into the witch stuff, but she had a business going, poor thing. I mean, I don't knock that down. Just like, you know, I don't believe in the spirits and ghosts, but you're doing your thing. I don't care what you're doing.
Yeah, so, I mean, and what they did, it was, you know, they used the term witch, but it was Wiccan. It was, you know, just a belief system rooted in nature.
I could see that. I mean, I never met her or know her, but I could see she wasn't into anything that was that bad. What else did I? Oh, yeah. So I heard it on BSM 2 on the news. They want to take the Ten Commandments now out of the school. I never knew it was in the school.
Yeah, in some places, yeah. Some places they do have it.
So why can't they just, okay, they don't have to look at it if they don't want to look at it. I can't see taking it out. Because people that want to see it, it should be there. If you don't want to see it, don't look at it.
Yeah, but what if
they have to post it on the wall or something?
What if they brought in the Quran and put it in the classroom? You know, would you want that to be in there?
You just don't look at it. Everybody has their rights, like I said.
Wouldn't that same argument go for all of those books that people are complaining that, oh, they're putting pornography in the student library because they have a book that deals with sexual issues?
Okay, because that involves young children, Mr. Weisberg.
No, but I don't want my young child being indoctrinated by the Ten Commandments.
But it's okay with you for them to see sexual content in school? Is that what you're saying?
If they listen, I'm saying by the same argument, they don't have to check it out. If it's in the school library, I'd rather it be there if they have questions and want to read it than have it not be there if they did.
You did before. You're dancing around.
I'm not. I just said I don't have a problem with it.
So you don't have a problem with your children in school and them leaving those books available for those kids and actually talking about it and giving them sermons about it.
Well, right, yes, because unlike most people that were against them, I actually looked at the books and saw what the content was. So I'm fine with what the content was, yes.
Yeah, so are you going to read every single book they bring in? Because now that they won you over, they're going to flip all kinds of more stuff in there.
No, but we hire somebody to do that has a degree in library science to do that.
Who's paying them to the people that you're hiring?
It's the school librarian.
I don't think I want to get into this. You know what's wrong. You know what's wrong, Mr. Weisberg. Come on. You have to argue with me.
I don't think that it's wrong at all.
Okay.
I think the wrong part is people that pass judgment on it without knowing the content of it.
You know why you don't think it's wrong? It's because your son is older now. And he can make his own mind up. But if your son was 9 or 10, would you like it?
No, that argument doesn't make any sense. Why would it matter? Because my son is older. I still understand what a 9-year-old is.
They're small. Your son can walk away from that today.
Well, okay, your children are grown adults. How can you make a judgment about what kids should read and what shouldn't read? See? It doesn't work that way.
I don't understand. You just asked me. My kids what?
Your kids are adults, too. Why can you make a decision about what kids should read or not read?
But we're not talking about my full-grown kids. They can make up their own minds.
But you just said that I shouldn't have an opinion on this because my child is older, that I can't have an accurate opinion on this because my child is older. Well, then neither can you.
You think differently if your son was a young child now, wouldn't you?
No.
I find that hard to believe that you're that.
I encouraged my child to read books like that when he was younger.
Well, I'm glad.
And he's a much better, more well-rounded person than most people that I know.
And it goes back to the other stuff, too. You don't mind men dressed as women in the libraries reading to the kids. That's so stupid.
No.
With the dresses on and the makeup and everything, it's so ridiculous. They look stupid. If they want to look like women, at least try to look decent. They got the big, long, fake eyelashes and all that dark eyeshadow. Come on, knock it off now.
There's biological women that look the same way. You wouldn't want them coming in and read to a kid?
I don't have a lot.
You're going to say to somebody, I don't want you to read to these kids because you wear too much makeup.
No, I don't want you to read to these kids because you're wearing women's clothing when you're a man and you have it hanging under your dress.
Well, then I don't want a woman coming to the library and reading to a kid if she's wearing pants.
That's fine. You can want whatever you want.
See how ridiculous it sounds?
No, it's not ridiculous.
How many libraries have you gone to and read to kids?
You want to really get into this? I only got a few minutes because you're going to shut me off in a few more minutes.
I do have to take a break. I do.
Well, I wanted to say that it's finally done for me with the no doctor business because now, I can't sign away from her. She'll still be there, but I don't have to go in. I'm going to be going to the urgent care centers if I need it. And even for blood work, I can do that too. But if something pops up and I'm real sick or it's in a big emergency, I can go to the ER if I want, or I can actually call there because she's still listed as my doctor and she can tell me where to go if I need surgery or whatever. But at least I'm free of that burden anymore.
Now,
she was rude.
Was this your decision or did she finally say, I've had enough of you, Mary?
No, it was me. Okay. Believe me. Matter of fact, they tried to get me not to leave. I was getting calls 2-3 days in a row, phone calls. And I wouldn't give them the answer they wanted. I'm just not going back there because you don't know exactly what was going on the times that I've been there. She's rude. She's mean. Trying to force drugs on me. Trying to force me to do testing that I'm done with. At my age, I've had them all. And if I was going to have cancer, I'd have it by now. If I have a problem
that's not an accurate medical approach. I would have had it if I was going to have it, I would have it by now. That's not how it works.
Yeah, usually you have some symptoms pop. You get blood work every 2-3 months, don't you? That's going to show something going wrong somewhere.
I don't know. Just keep
up with your blood work. That's the main thing.
Keep vigilant. That's all I'll say.
Don't
keep vigilant.
Talk, have to keep it going. They have to make money for the pharmacies, they make money for the surgeons, they make money for the testing that they do on you, all the radiation that you get. Listen, you can do your thing, and I will do mine.
All right.
And well, thanks for taking my call today. And you have a wonderful weekend, because I don't know if I'm even calling tomorrow. I got so many appointments. I got to renew my lease. That's this afternoon. I got to go downstairs. That's another trip down there.
Well, good luck with that.
Oh, God. I'm going to need all the luck I can get because I'll be screaming down there. You probably can hear me from the station.
I will keep the window open.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
I'll get a megaphone. I'll make sure you hear me.
I don't think you'll need it.
Have a good day, darling.
You bye-bye. As well. All right. We got to take a break here. We'll be right back. 508-996-0500.
Wake up! Starting your day the right way with the Tim Weisberg Show. Mornings on WBSM.
And the sun is starting to come up. It's a little cloudy out there, but the sun is starting to come up. So it'll warm up a little bit. And the sun will get you thinking about going solar. And who to contact when you want to find out about going solar is Isaacson Solar. Because they're not one of these companies that comes in and puts the hard sales pitch on you. They're not trying to get you to sign on the dotted line so they can move on to the next house. And then they just come install the solar panels and then you never hear from them again. No, Isaacson Solar is local. They're based in Fall River and they are your partner in solar. They're going to help you navigate the whole process. They're going to help you make sure that you get all the credits, the tax credits that you deserve. And remember, those tax credits expire at the end of this year. So you have until the end of this year to get those solar tax credits. So if you're thinking about it and you're not quite sure, reach out to Isaacson Solar so you can at least get all the information and make the most informed decision possible before time runs out on those tax credits. All you have to do is go to their website, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. We're going to take our final break of the hour. We have to do them back to back because I gave Mary a little time there. So we'll be back in just a few moments to wrap up this hour, but still plenty of more time for us to talk at 508-996-0500.